Hello everyone, just want to thank each one of you for being on time, taking your time and bringing your children, and we really value that. And at the same token, I also would like to thank you for trusting your kids with us, with the wonderful teachers that we have. And this evening I hope and pray that you will be blessed with the program that we have here. And there are so many people behind who have worked hard, and I would like to recognize three people specifically besides the teachers, and that is Mrs. Phillips, Mrs. Owens, Mrs. Linda Owens, and Miss Tiffany Somerville. But at the same time, the teachers were behind in supporting them in every way. So let's be grateful to them, and at the same time, let's be grateful to God for making this program a possibility for us. Shall we all bow our heads and thank God this evening? Dear Lord, we want to thank you and praise you for making this evening a possibility for us. Lord, we ask you that you'll be with the children as they perform and help them to understand, Lord Father, everything that they do it for your glory. Be with the parents and for their commitment, Lord Father, we are grateful to you. Continue to be with us as a community. Lord, we are here for each other, and as we do things, we ask you that you'll continue to bless our school as a whole, and everything we do will benefit these children, the parents, and glorify your name, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. The kids were singing. It was from kindergarten to second grade.
Jesus came to this earth to show us what God is really like.
He came to shine the light of divine love on our dark planet.
That's why the Bible says, "They shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us," Matthew 1:23.
Jesus showed that God loves us with a self-sacrificing love that comes straight from his heart. His greatest joy is to give.
And so he gave us his Son.
Because Jesus came to live with us as a human being, we know that God understands our trials and that he sympathizes with our troubles.
Jesus gave up heaven to live with us as a human.
But he did even more.
He became a sacrifice to save us.
Jesus was treated as we deserve to be, so that we can be treated the way he deserves.
He was condemned for our sins, which he had nothing to do with.
This was so we can be saved by his righteous goodness, which we have nothing to do with.
He suffered our death so that we can have his life.
Thank you. get over. Baby lying in the manger on Christmas morning, see him in the temple talking with the elders, and they marveled at his wisdom. See him at the Jordan, where John was baptizing and saving all the sinners. See him at the seashore, talking with the fishermen and making them disciples. Walking through Jerusalem over palm branches in pomp and splendor. See him in the garden talking to his father in deepest sorrow. Led before Pilate, then they crucified him. He rose on Sunday morning.
Amen. Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. He died to save us, and he lives forever.
Thank you.
In the fields where the boy David had led his flock, shepherds were still keeping watch by night.
Through the silent hours, they watched together of the promised Savior and prayed for the coming of the King to David's throne.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
But the angel must prepare them to recognize their Savior in poverty and humiliation.
This shall be a sign unto you. He says, Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
The heavenly messenger had quieted their fears. He had told them how to find Jesus, but he did even more.
Then the joy and glory could no longer be hidden.
The whole plain was lighted up with the bright shining of the hosts of God.
Earth was hushed, and heaven stooped to listen to the song.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Thank you. God is all of me. our last song that we're all going to sing together as a congregation as well is Silent Night. And as all the children are getting situated, I just want to give you a backstory of how Silent Night came about. So the words to Silent Night were written in 1816 by a young priest in Austria named Joseph Moore. The backstory is that the priest went for a walk before he wrote it, and he looked out over a very quiet winter-laden town and created a new arrangement for the famous carol. He was inspired. The town was at peace. 2 years later, he desperately needed a carol for the Christmas Eve midnight mass, and that was only hours away. He hoped his friend, school teacher, who also served as the church's choir master and organist, could set his poem to music. And one of the many amazing things about this carol is that Franz Gruber, he composed the Stille Nacht, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, that's German, for Silent Night, melody for Moore in just a few hours on December 24th, 1818. And this beautiful carol is now sung and enjoyed around the world in over 140 languages. So we will be singing it. The lyrics are up on the screen, page 143, and I would love for everyone to sing along with us.
So, my name is Luis Valdez, and I am ASU president at Bakersfield Adventist Academy. And as we close the night, we want to say a final thank you to Ms. Somerville, Ms. Phillips, and Mrs. Owens. And we have a little gift for you guys as a thank you.